once again, staring. No K-Rob tonight. That's too bad. A bunch of K-Rob stuff. And come here, focus down. Don't sleep in the show. Just discussing where does the brain start and the show stop. So walking along the gangplank, the brow, as we call it. Gotta find the end of the show. Maybe I'll just walk until I find the end of the show. It's gotta be around here somewhere. And a stored one. Oh, here we go. Silly. Well, I did watch Zodiac a couple nights ago, and in the movie, my cousin is portrayed by the actor Robert Downey Jr. And so, there were on the screen was this weird mix of a guy who had studied my cousin and was sort of added a number of features that I had forgotten about because my cousin died on December 10th, 2000. And I forgot. Paul wore a little kerchief. When I first met him, he had one of those British driving caps. He looked like a 50s guy, and he was. He was about, well, I don't know, 7-8 years older than I am.
Everything went back to what it used to be before the fix was put in.
Did you yank or something? Or
I feel like I'm yanking every week when I come here with this thing.
And with the delay, we can't do it. We can't have...
Well...
I suddenly remembered sometime today, it hit me full bore, what a butt that guy was sometimes.
Really?
Because in the movie, he does that to someone, and to the main guy. The main guy is going, I know who killed JFK.
How do you think he researched that? Researched your cousin?
He actually, they came through town and talked to all kinds of people that knew Paul. Like any movie, you know. So it's this weird mixture of Robert Downey Jr. doing John Wilkes Booth as Paul Avery. And for me, it was just the forest and the trees.
John Wilkes Booth?
He's got a little, you know, like...
Oh, in terms of how he looked?
Yeah, sort of act. He's like a very funny face, southern acting job.
Was Paul southern?
He was born in Hawaii, lived in the Bay Area, lived in the South a little bit. But no, it was sort of... Paul died in 2000. Robert Downey Jr. has never met him. He's like a synthesis of talking to people about him. And some of that was like, there was somebody else in the theater who knew him over to my right, because both of us would laugh at little weird stuff. And also there was there was the last shot you see of him. He's in a bar and he's got an oxygen tank and a breathing mask.
Uh-oh. This is bad.
And yeah, that was the last 2 years
this
of his life was tied to a tank.
Bad.
But his whole family was interesting. I only knew his dad who...
I may have to go into the other room because this is just... I feel like I'm
so professional.
I feel like I have cotton in my ears.
Which ears? Oh, those are ears. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Both. Hey, don't touch them.
All right, sorry.
Get your fingers out of there.
They weren't that sensitive.
Quit digging around in there. Stop it. What is? That's not your finger.
Oh my God. Oops.
What kind of device is
that?
Hey, wait a minute. It feels better now. Okay, about time for the show to start, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so where's the caller who sings about the start of the show?
The show has started. The show has started.
He's one of our most constant, he is one of our most constant listeners.
And yet,
nobody there.
And nobody there. Only a fake.
I had a good time today spending hours setting up a slideshow, which at the end was completely erased by just not knowing what to do.
Hey, well, you know, speaking of slideshows, we're starting to work on a new, I want to recruit you for a Subgenius Film Fest in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. At Mount Diablo.
Oh, yeah.
At the group camp site. Where we'll get
absolutely.
It for 2 days this time. And on the day of the middle day there, we'll go for a bike ride out on Curry Ridge.
In the heat. And we'll shoot
coyotes.
We'll
bring our bikes with us. Don't you think we should bring our bikes with us?
Yeah.
And then that night, we can ride up to the top.
Yes.
Middle of the night.
Yep.
We'll bring our bikes and our lights. We'll have family oriented movies this time. They'll still be just as weird and messed up, and they'll be the kind of thing you don't want to show your kids. But it's not because it will be sexually decadent or some of the traditional reasons why you don't show your kids the stuff. These will be rated M for messed up, but they'll be family approved. By the code of MPAA. And, of course, approved by Dobbs. That's the primary criteria we use there, that they have to be approved by Dobbs.
I'm going to kill myself. Don't you think I'm giving it up?
No, I think you're going to kill yourself. Hey, what are those guys doing over there?
They're just having discussions about the mind death phenomenon.
That's just the trick stuff. Oh, the mind death phenomenon?
Yeah.
Out of here. How do these people wander in like that?
I wanted to compliment you on the content. Very appropriate for the season of the show so far.
Oh, thanks.
Just what
do you mean,
appropriate
for the
sir?
Season. Oh, you're talking about the... See, we would have had to listen to that mix.
Gunpowder-related humor.
Ah.
Yep. It's a very strange world. The last time this happened, I remember sitting with my dad in complete silence, thinking, what is going on in our little...
I'm tempted to ask who your cousin was and what his relevance to this Zodiac story is.
My cousin was a reporter named Paul Avery, who at that time worked on the Chronicle and was doing many drugs and drinks. And in the movie, they make an issue of his inebriation at work. And he was a very, very colorful guy. He was in, I'm sure, any number of people...
Impressive, apparently, as well.
Yeah, and any number of people who are listening right now in the Bay Area, I'm sure, also.
I'll be darned. What do you think of you?
He's just his goofball little cousin. He had to bat him around every now and then when he came around to family events. There Paul was, and young Puzzling walked up to him. And then a backhand across the mouth. What was with that? What did
oh,
you
just
do?
The way we used to do it then.
That's just the way we did it back then. It was an era of tough love.
There was nothing abusive about it then. It was just communication.
Yeah, it was, go on, get out of here, kid, you're part of me.
Speaking of communication, I think that image of the guy with the two pistols, I think somehow that's an iconic image ready-made.
Which guy with which two pistols?
You know, the picture of that fellow who did the deed over in...
I haven't even looked, but
has him holding his pistols out. And it's almost like a symbol that could be silhouetted and put on a flag or something.
Well, there's this sort of a template that when the story is hot enough, the media just dumps everything into this template. And you get this sort of like a Hollywood marketing total blitz of, this is the story today. Watch
the fact
it.
That he left video records behind also added so much to it. That's a new dimension to this.
The next idiot has to up the price, you know. They always have to one-up the guy before him.
Well, they shouldn't give them to the news media because they might decide to withhold them. They
don't you see? This is made for the news media. This is exactly what I'm talking about. It meets their template requirement. They just dump everything into it. It's the new Anna Nicole Smith, and before that it was something else, and before that it was something else. And you know, it's always the story of the day.
Well, the cable news network.
It's what people focus on that channel and then gives money to their advertisers as a result.
It's like
It's like a hideous feedback.
I had a mother-in-law who spent a lot of her time just watching, not CNN. She just watched the Weather Channel. And then she'd call her friends all over the country and say, did you know there's going to be a storm in your area?
Well, that's, you know, it's
a terrible tornado.
That's a form of networking. You could do a lot.
Aunt Bertha used to do that.
She was like completely obsessed by watching the weather all over the world and knowing what the weather was, you know, and thinking.
Put her in debt. Hey.
Storms running down the chilly Colorado River.
Like, but don't you have something else to do with your life than follow the story du jour?
Well, you can play
it. We all pick our specialties, you know.
There it is. I see it. Dr. Howes walked in with he's got one of the local rags here, and there it is all over the cover.
That photograph?
This guy's face. His face will be embedded in our memories forever now.
He's holding the guns out and kind of off to the side, and there's something.
I would have taken his face off and burned it so nobody could have taken a picture of it.
He's a funny looking
man. What,
not
face,
even a screen grab?
They could have taken
a
face
of his. Is a screen grab?
I would have let him take a picture of his hideous, stripped skull, but that's about it.
Is a screen grab?
How violent.
Is a screen grab a picture of this?
Yeah. But,
screen
okay,
grab.
Just,
the
yeah,
motion
I just love that. Because it's different name.
Or frame grab.
Frame grab.
The
Am I not
stress level
frame
is so
grab?
High now, apparently. I guess a third of the students are on antidepressant drugs. That is
that's terrible. An army of psychiatrists and social workers has moved in to make the students...
That, of course, is the real price, yep.
Leaders of the news.
I mean, the stress level of society is building so that we're going to see this sort of thing happening more and more often.
Oh, Bob!
We need release from this. We need materialism to be de-emphasized in college.
He lives in a place called Dobstown.
Heaven.
And he plays his fiddle and he smokes his pipe.
That Dobbs.
It's on the shortwave radio, you know, that station that's all about.
He sits on a stool with his dog and his wife.
It's nothing but time all the time. I listen to that.
He's smoking his pipe. He's petting his dog.
How'd you know I was smoking my pipe?
He's reading a story to his hog.
He can see.
But the pipe, how did you know about that?
Mike, India.
The pipe, by the way. We're smoking. It's smoking right now.
Okay, we're listening to that shortwave radio now. I don't see any image of Bob on the shortwave radio.
I do see an image coming through, though. It's words. It's two
thing off.
It's two giant words. They say,
I see it.
Kill me? No!
Yeah, which was cool.
Oh, don't go with that.
How would the caller know that we would say kill me? Before we said it, when we have a delay.
Why do I think I am?
I'll buy that for a dollar.
You know, remember that great statement by that philosopher?
That one time?
Therefore, I think. I think I am, therefore I think I am.
Was that one of St. Stupid's witticisms?
No, I think I will go back to the original
show
one.
And translating it into Martian and any other conceivable language.
I think, therefore I am.
What's going on? The Martian language you're using is from that black and white movie.
I believe that was Descartes, right?
Where the scientists blow themselves up at the end.
Putting the horse before Descartes. You know, you mean the Cadermas experiment? Red Planet Mars?
Yes, Red Planet Mars. Isn't that the one where they speak to Mars with the... And there's a Christian element. And
Jesus is on Mars and he speaks to the Earth. And then it turns out...
I probably sent you a commie.
A horrible, evil commie... was created as a hoax, and he got everyone believing in Jesus, and now he's going to reveal that it was all a fake, and he did it. And so, to keep the world from learning that, Peter Graves blows him up, and just before they both blow up, a message comes in from the real Jesus on Mars, who's been there all along.
That's the hardest part.
Is reminding me of another story. Maybe it was a Philip Jose Farmer story.
There was a whole novel by Farmer called Jesus on Mars.
Okay, yeah, and
Maybe it wasn't Jesus on Mars.
He also write
they
one
find
where...
Jesus there, and they take him back to Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, well, why was he on Mars?
Well, that's where heaven was. People would die and go there, wasn't it?
No, that was a different story.
What was that story?
That story was called Mars is Heaven.
Yeah, where like that was a Jose Farmer too, right?
That was Ray Bradbury.
Oh yeah,
spaceship
Ray Bradbury.
Landed on Mars and they landed on a lawn of Victorian furniture.
And there, when everybody dies, they go to Mars.
Yeah, but his old
Mars
mom,
is the Earth death.
His old
planet.
Mom and dad were there, and all the people he thought he'd never see again. They were all alive again. They were in a Victorian town with Model T Fords.
They did a Twilight Zone on that, didn't
lawn
they?
Deers. No, they never did that. And
what was it? Alfred Hitchcock?
There then
was
one of after those, the
I remember seeing it.
It was done as a radio play, but it was never dramatized on TV, except in a horrible thing in the 70s with Rock Hudson, which doesn't count. But they had a wonderful day hobnobbing with their pals, who they thought they'd never see again, on Mars. And then when they went to bed that night, they lay in bed and they thought, but what if this is actually a mental screen projected by the Martians? And what if my brother here lying in the bed beside me suddenly shifts and changes into a snaggle-toothed, one-eyed monster Martian and puts a knife
Hey, now,
didn't
they do Hollywood illustrated EC version
yes,
of that?
Yes, they did indeed do that.
All right, that's
so
what I remember, the vividness
up,
of that Hollywood.
He gets up and gets out of bed, and his brother
Boy,
says, where are you going? He says, oh, I'm just getting up to get a drink of water. And he says, no, you're not. You know,
you're not thirsty.
You're not thirsty.
But I'm thirsty. Yeah.
What is that hideous slathering thing?
By the way, I think...
No, not that one, the other one.
No, watch
Bob.
Out, you fool.
I think I'm getting out of here for a minute to get a drink of water.
I've heard that one before.
Who's
on Mars?
There was this movie called Red Planet Mars. I think you played
yes.
a sample of it last
week. Yes, we were just mentioning that movie. You're behind the delay on KPFA.
Yes, God is on Mars giving his messages, like sermons.
There's
on
Mars now.
And it causes Russia
the
to collapse because the communists are driven out of power
this
by
this
a revolt
is the first
of
concert
the,
ever held on
Russian
Mars.
People.
That was a weird movie.
What was?
Red Planet Mars.
Oh, yeah, it's a very, very strange movie. I caught it one afternoon and taped it, I think, right away because I missed the first few seconds, but that's an amazingly strange movie.
Yeah, this was really awful movie with Mars in the title.
There was earlier. That doesn't make any sense.
True
Mars
awful.
Needs women. Mars attacks... Mars against the world. I'm very ill. I need the ability to speak and be heard. But
are you able to stand?
I'm not standing now.
Are you speaking with a microphone over your prone body and on the floor?
That's classified. But there is an art show coming up on Tuesday.
Oh, really now?
At the Shea Poulet Gallery.
Who, of your work?
Yes. At
well, I'm...
3359 Cesar Chavez, and it's free. There'll be a live performance.
Free? What does free mean?
It means you're not charged money to go in there.
Is it like gratis?
That's right, but you have to pay for the alcohol.
Oh, excuse me.
And
I'll bring
then,
my own alcohol.
No, you won't. They'll pat
the kind
you
I brewed myself in my basement bathtub.
Uh-huh. A likely story.
Uh-huh.
You've got
so,
to convince...
Did you receive those special admonitions that were distributed across the board?
Olive Pitts and other things.
Right, about that evil subgenius cult?
Well, you mean the Canadian fakes? They're still operating.
Okay, we're going to watch a little movie
okay.
here about the
Time,
Canadian
I was,
fakes.
Here
I,
they are.
I was wondering
beautiful
when this movie was supposed
animation.
To start. Now, this is the media
this is
sex
the fake
wars.
Bob from Canada.
Oh, see, he hangs up. That's what he does. Instead of talking to the show,
from a lost world, the fake Bob from Canada evokes the grace and power of Earth's rulers. A parade of fake Bobs suggests their immense diversity in size,
their immense
anatomy, and adaptation. We must conclude that some fake Bobs were likely warm-blooded,
immense diversity.
And that one group gave rise to their only living descendants.
Look, that was holding a card saying, "Bob sent me."
I'm a Bob, too.
You are you? Well, I'm a Bob also.
I'm a bobbin' right here for apples.
Yes, the golden apples of the sun, the silver apples of the moon.
I came in late on the conversation about movies.
About movies?
Movies.
Science fiction.
Oh, okay. What was your answer to the question?
Well, I was wondering about the ones, those mounds of earth outside little Jimmy's room.
Yeah, in the sand.
In the sand.
Right. And all the adults are winding up with little beanies in the back of their neck.
Little things stuck in the back of their neck, yes.
And if you look closely as the Martians, whose zippers you can see in the back of their suits,
yeah, those
run
mounds
past the walls,
sand.
The balloons that form the melted sand image all sort of bounce and wave, well, like balloons.
It was
You're
remade.
You're talking about the original, right?
Yeah, the
about
wonderful
the original.
Original
Invaders from Mars.
You know, I actually saw the original just no more than
Not
2 weeks ago.
The Tobe Hooper
really?
Remake.
But you must have seen it as a kid, too, though, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that little boy's role as the witness.
Size of the hole.
I didn't care
the
Martians looked weird. I just thought it could happen.
I
could happen to
me. About the size of a pencil. Now, the size of the hole where the bullet went out was about the size of a fist. If you had a small fist and you wanted to put it there.
I'd want to put it there.
Now, in the case of Ernest Hemingway, where the double-lot buckshot went out, the size of that hole was big enough to put your foot in, even if you didn't
well,
want to
why did
put
you
it
do
there.
Such a rude
even
thing?
Even if you didn't
well,
want
no,
to
he's
put
talking,
it
he,
there.
He's metaphorically, he can't bring himself to talk about life. He's
I would be pleasantly surprised if I would
AFK,
want to put
course,
it there.
Where it's alleged that
at my
LBJ
twisted, half-blind, mountain road sort of
Washington,
careening down the hill,
D.C.
approach to the grandiose emissions of.
You mean?
Other
are you talking about the separation
things?
Between baggage and mind?
Grandiose.
Hey, you know when you guys go camping, you right? really go spy on what they do up there at Grove Canyon with Bush and all the pinks and all you know, Clinton, and they worship the owl god and perform strange rituals.
We oh yeah, like Bohemian Grove.
Anywhere near there.
I got a film by Alex Jones one time that. Showed all those strange chanting and obtuse rituals they do and fancy dancing in the nude and entertainment. Strange invocations of elder gods, things like that. It's really twisted stuff.
It's really twisted
when you
stuff,
see,
man.
When you see Yog-Sothoth emerge in the mist there, it's pretty cool, though.
Oh, absolutely, especially on mushrooms or something like
right.
that.
Right. Well, you know. Definitely would want to go there in a state of hyper-elevated, sensual, perceptive receptivity.
Which is where I am
yes.
now.
Good,
so
good.
All the
it's
listeners
the nude action
news.
News.
It helps.
With
and the one thing the listeners
Dr.
need
Dr.
to Helen know,
Dull, you know, Milo Drummond and the Nude Action News off. News team.
Yes.
And what
nude
the
action
hell
news
show
team.
Are they? I mean, no, wait. Oh, I blew that. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, where's our action news team?
That would be
music.
KPFA and
Nude Action News Team.
We can start to
radio dial
with
KPFB
wage a war
and KFCF in Fresno, KZFR in Chico, and of course on the internet at kpfa.org.
I think we should wage a war against our own minds.
My mind.
It's the military
starting right now, 4 a.m. in
conflict.
The U.S. Well, in part of the U.S.
No, it's the, it goes beyond just the military farmers.
I've just had about enough of that.
It goes a lot farther
yeah, a
than
lot
the Pompex, man.
Let's just leave that out of it.
Farther than that. Farther than that.
Pharmaceutical Pompex.
Yeah, well.
But the show.
It goes to your brain, man. It goes right down to the core of your brain.
Which one?
When your mind is there and it's sitting there thinking how it's going to make your brain do what you think you want to do, your mind's up there pulling the strings, right? I mean, that's what everybody says, but where does it actually connect? That's the question.
It never disconnects, Philo.
When we say it, where does the show
it disconnect
go?
Or connect?
It never
disconnects. Particularly when it goes through its various phases of consciouslessness.
That's only apparent consciouslessness.
Consciouslessness.
Because, you see, there's the part which...
What's apparent is only apparent to the observer. But if the observer is disconnected from that which is observed, what would the perception connection be in that case when a mind isn't even needed? In fact, let's think of the involuntary system.
I did that by mistake.
Why does it... We're thinking of it, and yet we don't even control it.
Well, you know, the mind is an airline run by professionals.
And of
like
course,
Captain Frank Moynihan, a 28-year veteran who pilots a wide
just going to think about getting started to think.
Tri-star.
Okay, I'm getting ready to start thinking about thinking. I'm not thinking yet. I'm just thinking about it.
Thinking at this point.
And in just a minute, I'm actually going to think.
Yes.
But I'm going to wait a second before I actually do that because I want to drag it out for as long as possible and procrastinate the thinking action itself.
Well,
I want to
while
just
you're
think
doing
about
that,
getting ready to think.
We'll examine
but what
the
about
process.
Your faith, boy?
It's a preparation.
What about your faith?
My faith is one in which I
the heavens
take a
big
old
the glory
dump.
Of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Dumping action.
Day
a dump
unto
truck.
Day uttereth speech.
What about your faith?
And night unto night showeth
my faith is
knowledge.
As great as the heavens.
There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
My faith.
Their line has gone out through all the
faith
earth.
That
and their words.
When I stick my fingers in that electrical socket, it's going to hurt. I believe in that.
In them,
I have a faith in that.
Prepare the tabernacle
action.
For the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber.
I have a faith that tomorrow
and
the
rejoices
sun will rise.
As a strong man to run a race. Is going forth.
But it's
going to
do it in the
is
west
from the
this
end
time.
Of the heaven.
We're going to be fooled in the
and
morning,
the circuit unto
and the
end
sun will come up where
even
down
unto the
time.
End of the world.
I have a faith in that. I have a faith that I'll be raised in heaven for eternity to spend with my friends in a glorified state.
Wow.
And
is that what
you
puzzling?
Is?
Oh, me?
I have a faith.
Wow.
That I can think about
right
the great
in your
ones
face.
Who came before us in this
you're
wonderful
getting in my
place and prepared our place and where we are just stewards of this land and we'll come upon it leaving no trace.
As a thief in the night.
Leaving no record of our endurance, being one with the land.
And what a likely young lad he is. What a clabbery young buck. Me
those
bucko.
Are some geniuses, those bad subjects.
Those bad lads known as
some
geniuses.
What's going on? You sound like you muffle all of a sudden.
They're muffled.
Are you talking
King
on another?
I was talking
well,
on
that one. Really good. The other one's really good.
In the garden.
I don't know what
well,
that
that's
is.
What happens in
Yeah, the other one's just not there. It's just a shadow of his little lonesome self out there.
Well, it doesn't have the mic on light on this one.
Ah, because it's on here.
Well, make up your mic.
Okay.
Mic up your main.
Here's a beautiful Bob Dobbs clock from the Butterfield & Butterfield auction. This is a striking specimen with a moving phallic pendulum. Prince among metals just a century ago. Aluminium teamed up with gold in a helmet above. Now what? Just trying to do my stuff here. Yes,
trying hard.
I forget what I was talking about, but let's start again and go back to basics. Start again at the beginning. The very best place to start.
All right,
when you
start,
you begin with ABC. When you sing, you begin with Do Re Mi. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.
I made you forgive.
And it's hexaphoto cybernetic.
This one? How about this one?
Yes, technology. This advanced deserves.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's
good.
It's
and what about this?
That's what's happening now. Try the other one.
The incredible new Dobsco N9
license
on the cutting edge of technology, state of the art electronics, and megalo computerized operation.
Make you forget your living.
This electronic brain, the size of a peahen's pea, can hardly do anything more than simple calculations.
And this is one of the world's main sources of sugar in the future.
But just give this little birdie some sugar, and these calculations are instantly pumped out. With
cabbages 10 feet across.
Soon you find prodigies in the vegetable kingdom, as well as these strange examples of animal husbandry gone riot, and the city is interdicted by the Catholic Church.
Marrying your cabbage will be nothing in the future. No surprise to anyone.
Patrol the walls, and the portcullis is closed, the drawbridge raised. The churches all are full, and knights patrol the outer perimeter.
In the city where subgeniuses are boss.
Hay has been brought in, the livestock kept within the walls. The prince has invested fiefdoms, and the thanes are...
Just don't go down there in the cellar and yell Yog-Sothoth 3 times.
Now, why would anyone do that?
I try to keep... Just want to remind you not to do that.
That shouldn't be said on the radio anyway.
Yog-Sothoth.
Stop it, you guys.
Yamasai. I was having another beer.
Yes, you don't want a swarm of...
Did you see those guys that were hovering around outside? They had like...
They were like a malign congeree of
But they had faces on them that looked like those faces of those BART riders in Jacob's Ladder.
Well,
remember those faces, those weird faces that would kind of whip around and look weird?
Those faces are peculiar cases.
When Tim Robbins' character would come shooting by and there they were looking at him. Or they would actually come shooting by.
He
was just standing there.
Gas station, dude.
Not doing anything. Just minding his own business.
Basic repairs on his automotive
chassis. I mean, big deal. I mean, he's just looking for a candy bar or something, you know?
They knew he didn't belong there.
And that's not the point. You have to have faith in that what we say here is the gospel truth. Because we're talking about faith tonight.
And
we're talking about... Even though you know it goes against all of the senses and all reason and all logic, you still maintain faith. And faith is what allows you to believe.
It can move
mountains.
And if
your belief is strong enough,
your bowel.
Then you can pursue that religious extremism for which you have been so righteously endowed.
In the streets of Plains, Georgia, here
However
comes
it may be,
the Jimmy Carter Peanut Express.
In whatever strange permutation.
We're watching the Philo Drummond in
culturally.
Studio 1 now. Practice his... He's going to be sending a tape to X-Day this
letter.
Year. We need to send
Billy
a tape.
Carter,
a tape present, you know. Or, I mean, a DVD. I was using the old word.
Big yeah, DVD.
Billy Beer.
A DVD presence with all of us doing elaborate presentations.
Right, right, right.
And ship that off. Well, the deadline's coming up pretty soon here, too. So if Suicide Man wants to get
right.
in there.
If you need to send something in to make
because
sure it gets what, the X Day.
Isn't
year.
Like the Subgenius Film Festival right about that time?
Yeah, we're going to do the Subgenius.
Oh, really? I was just thinking about the Subgenius Film Festival and how, you know, I always get so uptight because nothing ever works right and I don't get a chance to watch the movies and enjoy it.
Well, this year, you're not even going to be here.
Oh, well, that'll be a relief.
You're going to be at X Day.
That's true.
And an alternate party will be at Mount Diablo.
We see films there.
That nobody knows about because we're not talking about
it. In the indoctrination cabin, we are forced to watch Subgenius propaganda films day and night. One can only try to be comfortable.
We didn't actually do it when we knew you would be gone. We just did it because it was to balance out that X-Day event a little bit. So we'll get more...
I thought you did that to balance out when Burning Man was happening, so you wouldn't have to go to that either. But
We do that, too.
We'll probably
do that again.
Plains, Georgia, where Jimmy Carter sprung from as the peanut springs from the clay-rich southern soil, is named... That is Plains, Georgia. Well, that name comes...
I took a plane there
not
once.
From the flat surroundings, but from the Bible. The Plain of Dura, where
it's
Shadrach,
a plain.
Meshach,
the people
and
there are kind of plain.
declined to worship the golden idol set up by Nebuchadnezzar, and for their blasphemy against the power of the throne, were hurled into the fiery furnace.
You mean, are you talking about those three mighty men of yore?
Shadrach.
Meshach and Abednego?
And Abednego.
Yeah. And the early Burning Man story about that? I know I sent you pictures of that, but I'll... My briny brain is slowing down enough to...
Your briny brain
remember
is
that,
soaking
yeah,
for the
early,
man.
Early, early, like, 95, went out to a little farm that's to the left as you're looking down and fly on the Google Earth or something.
So. Even the slowest.
It's now full of cows. You know, they walk through the house and stuff. But at that time, it was just being abandoned, and I was walking around out there months before the event itself. And there were three piles of giant piles of wood that had been gathered all over the ranch and were about to be burned. And each little pile had a name, and those were the names of each of the three piles.
For phase three,
I got you.
Crushed
hey,
and mixed
I have a book
with
I want you to
soda.
I got a bauxite or pure
aluminum ore is pumped into huge digesting cylinders known as stomachs. The slurry mixer and caustic soda solution are pumped under immense pressure into the metal behemoth. Then in the number two digester, under high pressure and heat, the caustic soda dissolves the alumina or aluminum oxide in the bauxite to form sodium aluminate. The pressure reducer and heat exchanger is next as the glowing pipe transports the slag into the refinery. While the sodium aluminate remains in solution, iron oxides and other solid impurities drop to the bottom of the settling tank, where, as bubbling red mud, they are pumped into a disposal pond.
Did you hear about this new subgenius device that saves time for old and tired people?
The tweakerizer?
No, it's for people who don't have the time to really have the maximum pleasure anymore. They're old, they're tired.
I don't really have any more time for this segment. So
right, so what they do is, with subgenius technology, the pleasure insertion device simply inserts the feeling of pleasure into your brain directly, requiring no work and no access to external tools.
Intellectually lazy.
Actually,
not thinking the entire thing
plugs into your pleasure acquisition center, and using your pleasure receptivity node,
come anytime,
is able to directly access those areas which can be stimulated for a simple array of common pleasure activities.
We'll give you a leg up into the higher sensory activities of the sensorium proper.
I need one of those.
Aluminum hydroxide.
Okay, we're going to be, this product should be on the market by the end of the month.
Fahrenheit.
We expect a
this
huge marketing blitz. And
water.
We'll be putting
a
this product
white
in
powder
across every genre, into
oxygen,
every retail outlet we can play. Even your 7-Eleven should have one of these.
Ready for transport to a smelly smelter.
And
after the liquid sodium aluminate is further cooled, it is agitated
today
and seeded
absolutely
with aluminum hydroxide crystals. These in turn form larger.
See, that just proves the pent-up demand for our great subgenius products.
Seed crystals and sodium aluminate.
Don't cry, lady. We'll get it out as soon as possible.
Are recirculated.
And you caller, you know, you can depend on the show
the
to deliver the goods.
Is dissolved in a molten cryolite bath that acts as an electrolyte.
Reading your pamphlet in the bathroom.
In which a powerful
staring
electric
at your
current
shoes
rests aluminum from the oxygen.
Yes,
molten
I know that kind
of
meditative practice. I practice it myself.
Aluminum supply
repeatedly.
A stream of glowing
every day
falls toward the anode.
I use it to wantonly preempt discipline.
Of course, in the giant
to give myself an embrace with
cathode. The bus bar
terminal tattoo
above the reduction.
Not
bar.
That kind of tattoo.
And then
this kind of tattoo.
From the cryolite bath, the molten aluminum travels throughout the
really
siphon to the crucible.
It's like a decal.
Carried by the crucible on,
you put it on
an overhead
do
can
it in the bathroom
system
because
to a glowing furnace.
The, ink
the aluminum is
alloyed
with small amounts of other metals. Copper adds strength.
Hey, I got a bucket full
magnesium
of pills over here.
Imparts
you got a
additional
couple of
marine
open orifices. Let's just toss them in and see what happens.
It is at this point that the molten aluminum.
Now, okay, now back up and yell, "Broke friend!"
Ingots for sheet metal.
Both
alloy ingots for further casting. These extrusion ingots.
Yes,
alloy
ma'am.
Ingots
you can subscribe to this great service for less than $100 per year.
Remember, nearly indestructible. Aluminum can be recycled and remelted over and over.
You can
depending on energy used to collect and transport cans
Dr. Tape without
scrap.
First terminating your reluctance?
Recycling saves
yes, we eat
95%
of the
energy used to make aluminum from bauxite. And so we see the wonderful world of bauxite aluminum factory profit.
Just a little church band.
That's
down on the
were
beach,
back then.
Playing their Japanese music.
How could the most abundant metallic element on Earth remain so long undiscovered? The answer is that this
obliging
is also extremely contrarian. As early as the 1700s, European chemists
Rocket, baby.
Realized an invincible metal lurked in certain soils they called clay.
Hal stuck in metal
later,
world
a particularly rich soil was found in southern
world.
France
hey, Sterno,
near
listening?
The medieval towns of Les Baux. Thus, the name bauxite, as all similar ores are known. But unlike long-familiar copper or iron, aluminium does not occur naturally
a cultural
in
sinkhole.
It exists
an erotic
in
self-implosion.
Combination with other elements, primarily oxygen, with which it forms an extremely
an
hard
atom
oxide,
split beyond
known
a,
as alumina.
To the
when tinted by traces of other elements, alumina can take the form of gems, such as rubies and sapphires, glimmering and glowing.
Hey. Oh.
There they are.
Okay. There they are.
Yeah, the little show. They're like little.
Where is? Yeah, is
little
the spirits still
inside
here?
The box, and we
it's,
come out of the little cloth hole.
According to pilot error, according
to the clock, it's almost
4:20 coming in on
it's like
4:19:53 a new Air Force Base
5.
Experiences.
Okay, where's that bomb
sweaty
sound?
But tolerable 85 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. The inferno of jet fuel rages on the runway at 2,000 degrees.
Yeah, okay.
It's like
we're
a symphony of
here.
Fire in your mind.
Guess
yes,
that aluminum is a magic metal.
Yeah, well, I guess what Hal's saying is he's smoking aluminum now or something.
Cool, baby, cool.
The shavings, you know, they give a great flash.
The bauxite, it combines with the oxygen. Bringing pain and outrage.
What is this thing in Point Arena?
It's a private party, Jack.
It's a mutant
where,
domination.
Special foods are served and, special performances are performed, and I hope you like sushi because it's being prepared to eat off the body of the hostess in a recumbent position. And it'll be out in the woods where no one can hear her screams. And besides that, there's going to be gags, party favors, goofballs.
Are you going to gag?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm so sick.
There's a Philo Drummond over there playing the saxophone.
I don't think I can make it.
Oh, never mind. It's your doppelganger. Sorry.
Get ready.
Don't forget the...
No breakfast is nutritious until somebody eats it.
Strong and weak force tools that we've been given tonight to... make a split between normal perception and some genius perception on diagram one.
A one-ounce serving of Bob Roberts.
Prejudicial programming will be whiffed into the yakutisma field where total vision and perception penetrate the subject with Voltrons.
vitamin
this is auto conclusion perception between subject and diagram two. Perceive the pinball effect, happily spinning off in whichever direction the manipulator senses. Of course, this information is always fresh. When a subgenius encounters the object, he automatically turns his attention to his third nostril, which all descendants of the Great Yeti possess at birth. However, it is an evolutionary transitory state.
We don't have to get snippy about it. I just need to see that first diagram.
Have a little snippy. I'll take you on wings of
printed material that is unsanctioned by the Church lacks the extensive Wotan matrix that is manufactured into all subgenius
in
literature and hence has a much weaker yakutismic feel.
And there will be other luminaries.
And yet, there is another, much simpler proof of Yakutism.
Giant dinosaurs rolled
close attention to the specific volcanoes and the magmas that are the most rare within your household.
They've got UFOs, they've got 16 bands on 12 stages.
The armored Triceratops,
a moving mountain of flesh and bone.
It emerged as an ambling fortress.
And if you're really, really high up, there's a rocket ship and a pool and air conditioners.
Because the subject has been read backwards.
The turtle-like beak could rip frogs.
Damn, I can't get this
then
thing to work
teeth
at all.
Specialized for shearing could chop down fine enough to swallow. Triceratops and the other
these trajectories are heading your
way. Vanished 65 million years ago.
Damn,
never to return
past
again.
420. Now what do I get?
Final
subliminal subliminal programming time.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Bring out the subgenius subliminal programming techniques. Tape
wow, this is great.
See, a 1958 movie.
You get subliminally taught all kinds of stuff.
Slammed him on the head.
Hey, wait, I thought it was a 58 porn. This is the 1917 porn.
This is so confusing. I can't even see what they're doing here, but it looks...
I think they're fighting the aliens that came that year.
They look like giant ants.
Did you hear
about that guy that laughed till his guts bled?
They called him Laughing Hal.
Not in like, what's the Mars movie where the Martians are locusts and they come in a plague? And
that is called 5 Million Years to Earth. Or
did
in the
they
British
laugh till their guts bleed?
The
Cater Mask Experiment.
That was one of our great inspirational afternoon play movies.
Right.
Get back. And the whole subway's full of locusts.
And remember they made those sounds that made the people go crazy? And
yeah. And only certain people remembered or something?
It was really creepy when I was a kid. Saw that.
There were four movies all in all.
It was just a tiny little boy thing.
The first one, The Creeping Unknown.
The rocket ship one?
Yes, the one. The rocket ship sticks in the earth like a needle stuck into an orange with it. Sticking
no
up.
Mere words to tarnish these glorious worm-like things.
Yes, yes.
Designed. And he goes aboard and can't find his crew, right?
There are empty suits, but there's only one guy in there. But that one guy soon undergoes a strange metamorphosis and becomes a shambling, shuffling thing. A Lovecraftian mass of tentacular tubules. And yet, this movie, which is fairly good, is not good at all compared to the BBC teleplay that it's based on, which is quite good, written by Nigel Neal. These British TV shows were far superior to the movies that were made. The movies were made because of the immense popularity of the TV shows. Well, that's all water under the bridge, and they liked the Cater Mask movie so much they made the second one, which was called Enemy from Space.
Yeah.
In this rarely seen film, Professor Cater Mask, still played by Brian Don Levy, the American actor, discovers a strange installation in the English countryside, a giant industrial factory, which turns out
now?
To be full of huge, bulbous aliens from another world, and also involved in and complicit in a fascistic takeover of the British government at the highest level.
Wow.
Then the
third movie took over, didn't they?
Well, but they are foiled.
Isn't the British government just as fascistic as American government?
No, now you're thinking of V for Vendetta, a different movie. Then the third film was the one you mentioned, 5 Million Years to Earth, where in
a London excavation.
Versus the World. Wasn't that a Caterham
a Martian
movie?
Spaceship is found, but thought to be
in Missouri,
an unexploded buzz bomb
Arkansas,
from the Second World
Colorado,
War.
Utah,
nonetheless,
Hawaii.
The capsule actually has been there since prehistoric times and contains the bodies of Martians.
I love that necropsy scene.
But what about
the little Martians?
Finally, there was one more movie, hardly ever seen, which kind of ruins the whole series. It was in the 70s, called The Caterham's Conclusion, and it has to do with after the breakdown of civilization. But there's still a few scientists around, including Professor Caterham, and now the zombie-like youths are wandering through the countryside.
The youths of today?
Yes. Well, no, of the fake
tomorrow.
Apocalypse from the 1970s.
The youths of tomorrow.
And everything sort
of
goes to hell.
Tomorrow.
It's nonetheless curiously prophetic. When one measures it against the actual impetus of historical change overcoming all parts of the globe. Surely the end times predicted by Pastor Stang and others are now upon us. But as Lies said, I'm bored with the subgenius apocalypse. The real one is happening and it's far more interesting.
Yeah, now well, isn't he the guy that said that yesterday's tomorrow is today's day before yesterday?
No, he never made any.
It's tomorrow's day before yesterday. Yesterday's tomorrow is today's.
Yesterday's
day,
day
before.
And tomorrow is blind.
Tomorrow.
I live one day at a time. So toddle on down to the Chez Poulet Gallery at 3359 Caesar Chavez.
Something? You mean the show was
Tuesday,
something?
April 24th. It's at 8 p.m.
It was something. And the dinosaur thing that
K-Rock.
I got on my computer was so huge
that it wouldn't fit on the computer.
Well, it's just huge. Yeah, I know.
What are you
mystified
talking about,
me as to why the picture was so huge. That's all I could see.
Some idiot did it. That's
and I was
why.
Skyping away tonight. That's fun, too.
Okay.
I wanna
using up all your file space with a huge, ungainly dinosaur on the computer.
Exactly, and he won't get out.
So K-Rob will be there also, pumping out music and visuals. And
we're previewing the thing right now.
You'll be able to buy original art by me, and also limited edition prints produced by Vicky Olds of Studio Reflex, the Black Rock City's beloved Ranger Shibumi. So come one, come all. As soon as I answer this telephone, I will tell you how you can win. Hello, valuable premiums. This is Dr. Hal. Yes. The air, I'll see what I can do. I don't really know where the control is. Yeah, I see what you mean. It's bad in here, too.
And yesterday.
Well, today. No, I wasn't here yesterday.
It was tomorrow's day after tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm not going to be here either.
And the day before yesterday.
No.
Someday.
See, it
tomorrow.
It doesn't really matter what day it is.
On the day after tomorrow.
Like an air leak, it's a maintenance problem.
And
I'll have to refer you.
It was the day after tomorrow. After it's been the day.
No, I'm not going to be there afterwards either.
The day before yesterday.
Okay, before yesterday, it must have been when this problem started. I'm not responsible.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Well, you're just going to have to speak to my supervisor,
really,
and that's Dr. Ball, right?
A longer stretch that's not
yeah,
calibrated.
They call him Stretch. He's kind of a tall guy, red hair.
Are you talking about the video game? Out of your mind?
No, I wasn't referring to that, but of course that is Dr. Isaac Kleiner from the Black Mesa Foundation.
Are you saying I'm blinding again?
No, that
really
other guy throws up. He's the icy climber.
Well, he throws
he
up.
He climbs on the
bucket.
Ice, yes.
That's
again.
What these buckets are for.
And
if we get sick.
Climbing
this
buddy.
One's our clean.
If you get sick on the show, you pull that bag out of the seat in front
he
of
was
you.
Invisible,
just,
you see.
You know,
he was in a cloud. And when they yanked up his body, which became strangely unable to lift itself, they discovered to their horror that his body had no head. It had been yanked off by one of the ice-cold monsters
don't fall
from another
the lies
world.
That they try to
and these beasts
promulgate
had sipped
that,
his lifeblood from his headless corpse as from a cup. The stars were dim and thick the night. The stairs in space by his lamp gleamed white. From the sails, the dew did drip. They'll foam above the eastern bar, the horned moon, with one bright star within the nether kit.
Yes, just remember.
Remember.
Remember, and then you won't
have to think about it later.
Walking hand in hand.
Oh, here we are. Remember. All lonely. No more calls from Rocknar.
I'm lonely.
Oh, come on,
and Rocknar,
no more calls from the guy who sings our opening and our closing.
So sad.
Even
what about
Suicide
that guy?
Man is asleep.
This show's
Suicide Man
more.
Called earlier.
Yeah, but see, look at him over here on Channel X. He's
hey, how about
asleep
last March?
Slobber running down his
how
cheek.
About a month ago, remember Jerry Jeff Caller called?
Oh, I remember weeks ago, even Michael Pepe would call.
Yes, he would call.
That was no
Bubba
more.
Free, Imhotep, Michael Pepe, who performed with us at the City Lights Event.
He did one of the greatest things. So did John Shirley. Everybody did a great thing.
Yeah, after it got going.
If you weren't there, you missed one of the most amazing free shows ever.
But you'll be able to see it all on sub-sites, supposedly.
Yeah, endlessly, right. I'm sure, because there was a fixed cam, and then there's a...
There's an down-from-the-balcony cam. Showing us squirming
That's
in
crazy.
The spotlight. And, of course, the Bug Girl cam.
But she tends to have a special timing, so she leaves just before
Bug Girl.
Yeah, she shows the most boring part. So all of it is going to be...
She's the inheritor of Bob Nelson.
All of it is going to be edited together by old Doc Stang in his hidden adytum, and then produced as one of the For Sale Stang films in the... For Sale Stang Store, where For Sale Stang items can be purchased for Stang sale prices. Some critics have called these stale, but that has nothing to do with the KPFA, 94.1 FM on your radio dial, with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, KCFR in Chico, and of course on the internet at kpfa.org.
We like to say that at times other than the top of the hour, right?
Yeah, we should say it a lot, because
we
otherwise they wouldn't understand that they're listening to Goofball Radio.
Yes,
with a powerful signal in the Bay Area.
F-A and K-P-F-B. K-F-C-F.
You're listening to the voice of X-Day.
And K-C-F-R.
That's for Doug Smith, actually.
And don't forget on the internet, kpfa.org.
Okay, we're testing
where you can get
everywhere.
Your podcast set up.
The pod.
And it's 90.
You had to look into their
KPFA
eyes.
KPFA is 94.1,
they weren't
right?
Human. And then.
And what's KPFB's number? What is KPFB's number?
The invasion.
94.2.
Snatcher.
89.
We're working into the computer now.
89 point what?
There we go. 89.3 on the little meter.
The tragedy at Virginia.
And what about KFCF? What's its
means
number?
Means nothing at all. It's just a tragedy.
KFCF.
Let's see. We got to wait for this little reading.
There are 300 million people in this country. Some of them are just crazy and violent.
KZFR. What's that one?
There are always
warning signs. The one in Chico. What's that?
Crazy person might do something crazy.
The screen just went dead. Oh, 90.
Usually,
looks like a 90.1.
Warning signs. Do not message.
And then, of course, kpfa.org, and that's on that thing, the internet.
Basically, harmless.
You got to go to the internet with your computer.
Like room trashing or poster defacing. How
so I finally
know
all this stuff now. I've written down
signs.
A chart, so I don't have
one
to think about it anymore. I just read from my little chart here about all these numbers and letters and why they go together and where they are.
Mass murder is just too large. Let's face it, bad things happen in life. People grieve. The pain is entirely and absolutely real. But the pain does not require meaning.
It's Berkeley.
Would it ease the loss of the relatives of the deceased? No. That the killer was a product of an abusive foster care system?
And then, of course, there's
Fresno. No, it would not. And anyway, he wasn't. He was a brooding.
And these are just the places where it's broadcast.
What about
death? Don't even talk to me about the places where it gets bootlegged and pirated and
graduate
skipped.
Took up golf.
Endless websites
through the stars and it goes to Mars. You don't know that this is the most popular show on Mars. Here, it's a drive on Mars. It's a drive time show.
People of Earth.
They have it when the most people are listening. They have it on AM and FM and MM because Martians have Martian modulation as well.
Martian version.
And it's they listen to it at a frequency that humans can't even hear.
Meteorological disturbance.
No problem with causing the global warming on Mars, which is
know, which is...
yeah, it's interesting that global warming is also occurring on Mars, don't you think? You think that's interesting?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, they had pretty much figured out how weather patterns were tied to solar flare activities.
Well, they are...
And I guess that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Many things.
Only if you have faith.
Many things.
Yeah, you have to have faith in science. I don't have faith in science.
All the bees are dying.
On Mars? All the Martian bees are dying.
Not only that, all the cats are dying. All the birds are already dead.
Frogs are dying.
Those things that you see, if you see something out there, it's just your mind playing a trick on you. Don't believe what your mind sees because your senses perceive it. It could be a fake faith. Reverse
fake face is staring at you.
It could be a residual reversal of fake
face staring at you.
Cumulative faith. If you've just kind of faked it over the years,
the universe
so that your,
is just a great big
your relatives and all your
a
friends,
a laughing and a giggling way out in outer space.
That's what happens.
Some men climb a mountain.
Now you have to go downstairs for like
some men
12
swim
steps.
The sea.
Turn left. Walk
some
down that hallway.
Fly.
Yeah. It's the second door
the
on your
sky,
left.
They are what they must be.
Turn the light off when you're finished.
Oh, right.
I hope you brought your own paper with you.
Close
what,
the door and
got
the
a
light
pencil
goes on.
Because
yeah, we have a pencil. You might have to work it out a little bit, right?
Not yet. Hold on.
That's fine. As long as I can check out those charts.
Checking out the caller here.
We've got charts. We've got...
hey, are you finished cleaning that?
Presentations.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Did you clean the room?
If you want to use it, sure, go ahead.
Well, it's superficially clean. But
we keep the room clean.
There's still some small contaminated patches where we've been
sitting. Sure, we'll help you.
And then after that,
I had
a... We use a hose.
...accident on the commode today.
We use a hose, though. Is that okay?
Well, let's not
we just spray it down.
I must off the air.
We just walk in with...
I need you to wipe down the walls.
We spray them down.
All right, hold on. Wipe down walls. Let me write.
We don't actually do any wiping. We just spray real hard with spraying tools.
A packet of wipes can cost you $20.
All right, here we go.
I hope
we're beginning the
goo
cycle.
We'll spray off the surfaces.
Yes, the show floods the kitchen and ultrasonically
we'll spray down all
the
surfaces where food items may have found their place of residual contaminant deposit.
Yeah, because I hired someone to come clean up, but they didn't even show up. I just stopped doing that.
Doesn't it make you mad when you hire somebody and they don't show up?
Intruder alert.
And then they try to send you a bill. Goofballs.
Yes, I'm Goofball Radio. These are not...
We subscribe to the chaos theory of radio programming. Which includes the transcendental sexual alignment.
Sushi eating off the body part.
Oh, Jonas just has a lot of marks on it. I just want to clean out.
All right, yeah.
You have a lot of marks on you.
I'm not kidding.
Okay, now you got to sing. We're 20
really,
minutes
no,
from
I'm
the end
kidding.
Of the show.
No, I don't know why we should give the Martians so much publicity. Everybody else talks about them. I'd rather talk about Earth people and creatures here instead of those damn bone-dry monsters from another world.
You got to have faith in the Earth to believe that it's here, though. It could be just your mind tricking you. You're just dreaming. You're just in a dream.
My news, your mind
pay no attention
trick you.
To these time-wasting sophists.
Sure. What do you want to say?
Let's do the Monty Python theme.
Let's sing Do Not Disturb the Neighbors. Remember that one?
I'm going to watch reruns.
The Liberty Bell by John
Do Not Disturb the Neighbors. Do not
turn
disturb.
Turn up the TV
do
if
not
you're watching on
do
Channel
Do not
X.
disturb
very
the
loud.
Neighbors. Turn up the radio real loud, but don't disturb
everybody.
The neighbors. Go like this with
really
your finger
really
on
funny.
Your
Bigfoot comes in,
ululation device. Yeah. Stick your finger in your nose and go
Miles, she's trying to sing. Why do you have to do that?
All right.
She
asked me to sing with her.
She did? Well, pardon me. I didn't understand. I thought you were drowning her attempt to sing out.
had a plan, E-I-E-I-O.
CIA.
CIA-I-O?
E-I-A-I-O.
A-F-L-C-I-O.
A-E-I-O.
S-E-C, F-C-C. Multicultural bogosity.
So is have they cleaned your kitchen yet?
That's the only way you can hear the song now. Just like hearing Rider of Valkyries, where, of course, you're immediately stuck in helicopter.
Your kitchen should be clean now. Is there still wiping action? Oh, you turned your radio up too loud now.
My God.
Yeah, there's not actually any music happening.
See, oh, that's good.
She's not even receiving.
Whenever I listen to the show, I just like to call it and listen to it on the phone.
Yeah, because we play only soft rock on the Quiet Storm.
The mellow sound of KPFA.
Really bored and just...
Yeah.
Really?
Once you're really bored, you're joining us in a fantasy of this.
And the truth be it, no, you just started calling numbers at random and ended up on the show, right?
For the most exciting celebration of their...
You were just going to call 848-4424, and then your number slipped, and you called 848-4425.
Sentimentalize.
Because your fingers slipped a little.
I did a bunch of different numbers and just figured I'd say, and see if anybody would like to help me clean my house.
Yep, we sure would like to help you.
Wash behind your ears.
Aw.
Here we go. We're going to bathe you in radio waves.
We have an
now.
Enviro suit that we'd like you to wear.
Yeah, I always have a hard time trying to scrub my back. We need to wash my back.
Well, we can take care of washing your back. We have this back washing device
that's,
we use.
That's
we
not really a person. Brush. That's just a simulacrum, Philo. That's not
that's really me. That's not...
We'll have to build it. Oh, there they go. See, they got dumped here by the... The hand of the Martians.
Uh-oh.
Now
what happens? Why does that happen? Something happens on the show.
Heads get pushed. Brains get scammed.
It's got to be the conspiracy. It's got to be the...
It's got to be the faith that we have in the conspiracy.
It's the conspiracy that does it. We have faith that the conspiracy will mess us up.
That's right. And that,
and that whatever the problem is, that if it goes wrong, it's because of the conspiracy.
No, wait, we don't want to turn down the conspiracy music.
If we inadequately plan, it's because the conspiracy robbed us of the slack we needed to properly plan.
Wow.
It's not our fault. No way. I'm not taking the blame for that. Not again. Not after her room was dirty.
Is that why you formed that
subgenius religion? Not after her kitchen was all messed up. The food residue was still on the shelves and the
you know, I think there might be a Hitler connection to the Virginia Tech massacre. Did you have that thought?
No,
Hick religion?
I've avoided the whole subject.
Oh, really?
It's so,
okay.
So sad.
Yeah, I've avoided
what
it,
kind
too.
What kind of connection did you say, of course?
Well, first of all, there's Hitler's birthday. Then... you may remember, the shooter claimed he had a girlfriend, an imaginary girlfriend, who he talked to named Jelly.
Right.
But that could be an ignoramus's way of pronouncing Gelly, the name of Hitler's first girlfriend,
the
first love.
Right, right. And don't
who
forget
has a girlfriend named Jelly? Nobody.
Don't forget the other Hitler connection.
But
that
Hitler's lost love was Gelly Korea. Rumble.
And Korea was over there near Japan. And Japan was allied with Hitler during World War II.
Angela Raubo. Anyway.
That's the other Hitler connection, too.
It's all true, folks. It is all very,
that's
very
the other
big.
So maybe this little dweeb was a closet.
Something else I heard is that Noam Chomsky has a Hitler mustache now.
You know, it wasn't that long ago.
I saw it myself.
The Jewish people.
Well, not me. I know. Actually, me. But a friend of mine saw it himself.
You saw somebody talking about it.
I saw somebody talking about it.
Yeah. I was there, too.
And I heard him talk about it. At the same time I saw it. It wasn't like there was a fake voice coming out of his head. It was his voice coming out. It wasn't like he was wearing a tape recorder around his neck and just blabbing this stuff about that somebody else actually programmed. No, he was actually saying the words himself as they were coming out of his head at the same point in time. The words and the...
420. It's 420.
It's
420? Somewhere
so
in the world.
It is.
Somewhere.
Light up and live.
420 somewhere. Somebody's clock is stopped on 420.
Somewhere out in the Pacific right now.
I think there's a clock in my backyard that stopped on 420.
I think a whole country has their mind stopped at 420.
Good 90 years on the ground.
At night. It's 420. It's a sundial at night.
Don't forget to wind the sundial.
It's every point in time at night. Think about that.
Will do.
And think about that person next to you being a Martian, and you don't even know it.
Wait, think about the idea that there were people down here actually doing the show at this hour.
What happened to him? What caused him to think that the worst band in the world was actually one of the best bands? What caused him to think that the band that dare not speak its name had a name?
And I would look them straight in the eye. I'd smile.
Just like they had callers to 848-445.
Do little therapy.
This one is a boy, and this one is a girl.
You can call the Puzzling Him to show the official voice of X-Day.
Pink and blue clothing.
Right, and we have a guy in our club who has dreadlocks, so call us right now at 848-425.
That's not even cool anymore, though. Back when that guy that he's talking about went to St. Louis years ago, that wasn't the fun.
We got another guy in our club who wears a cork in his nose, so call 848-425.
We got a guy that is in our club that wears a TV on his head. Call 848-425.
Yeah, we got another guy who sculpts his skin into weird shapes. Call 848-425.
We can tell you anything you need to know about yourself. Call 848-425 and invite you in here. You can draw two animals?
Animals?
Yeah, he wears Garanimals. Matching tops and bottom. It's pretty rad.
We got another guy who squeezes fetid sea liquid out of the mucous membranes in his nostrils. Call 848-445.
That's one.
Hundreds of lovable lives.
Do you need to go to the hospital? Call 848-445.
Nostril juice?
Are you having trouble keeping your internal organs in place? Call 848-445.
Do you have feelings of being I've been studying? Call 848-445.
Do you dream of having 8 full breasts? Call 848-445.
Do you dream of being a... How'd
that be?
Do you dream of... finding your family genome. They're going for it. Oh, there. Okay, he called. I guess he called. Hold on.
Do you believe bleeding head stupid, healed head pointless? Call 848-425.
And why don't they call? Let's ask ourselves that.
It's tragic, but true. Even billions will call 848-425.
It's certainly not because of this.
Not a California franchise. Call 848-425. If you believe that Dr. Hal is blowing his nose, call 848-425.
You wouldn't want to trip over the subgenius church in the dark. It's a lumpy, squishy thing.
You can have success in life.
Success in sex and real estate with no shortage of Bibles. But you need not pray.
Personality, peace of mind, cable TV, and a big car. The nail that sticks out will be hammered down. The squeaky plate will get the grease. The toy swimsuit of ours. And all this requires disappointment and benefits.
Can I speak to a conspiracy theory?
Oh, you got two of them. No, I'm sorry, one. One. It was because of the Skype earlier that I was dreaming.
Are you under proper supervision?
I'm a clumsy fool.
A blast in the head of the Pentagon conspiracy theories earlier from an old friend.
You'll learn the right questions to ask or else.
That's why the info in about...
like my boyfriend.
About
all
know,
the answers you need are neatly contained in one
story.
Small book.
You can connect anything to anything.
Perfectly
now.
Justifiable.
But Google Earthing is really fun.
Your boyfriend may know the answers.
A little addictive process.
Then again, he may not.
The nipples, tongue, neck, and lips may be utilized.
All right, thank you.
When liberation, I'm old enough to be that.
Well, just always be yourself. That's the important thing.
He does.
848-4425.
Better you than someone else, right?
In the 510 area code.
Which works best for you?
being yourself or being someone else. Who decides for you what us is?
I decide.
You know, J.R. Bob Dobbs was a guy I really idolized when I was young. I'd always hoped
really?
To work with him. Uh-huh. But the closest I ever got was starring in a very bad movie that was made a few years ago called Bob Goes to the Beach. And, you know, I am in that.
You're in Arise, the Subgenius
yes,
video.
Yes, I'm in that. That's true.
That's like a three-hour movie.
Yeah, I'm in that. But I don't actually have any contact with Dobbs in it. There's that one scene, of course, that where I'm on the same stage. But, of course, we all know what happened then.
I was actually in a movie where I played Bob Dobbs.
Yes,
I played Bob
like
Dobbs in Bob's Lunch Hour.
Yes,
a movie,
right.
A 9-minute and 31-second movie,
now
which can now be seen
on
YouTube.
Sub-site.
And
on
Subsite.
YouTube.
Yeah, you may as well go to Subsite and watch it, because that's better than giving
and
your
you
traffic to
YouTube.
And
if you look up me on YouTube, you can get
Mr.
me
Wells,
reciting Paradise Lost
Mr.
and doing all sorts of other things.
Yes.
I swore that this year, on April 1st, I was going to be there.
And you weren't?
You weren't.
I
there.
Was, but God, you wouldn't
we were all
believe
there,
what
folks.
Happened to me.
What happened?
Can you just say it in like 15 words or less?
Look at that ball. I can't tell you what happened. I had round trip tickets, and I took the trip.
You did.
But
it went bad.
Oh no,
not a bummer.
It was a bummer.
What a bummer, man.
That's a shame.
Me and my puppy.
Me and my puppy. Rolling down the
That's a shame.
I'm
to well, we didn't actually... me and my... Hello.
Hi. I have something for you.
You did?
Yeah.
When I went out on stage, thank you. I thought they were going to bite
so
my head
off. So what is
off.
This thing you have for
but
us?
No.
Wow, science.
Hey, I like it.
Now we have some static interference preventing us from connecting to the second part of your call, but thanks for dialing us. And we still have a moment to take a few more calls here at 848-4425 in the 510 area code on KPFA 94.1 FM.
And don't forget, we have to have the show closer. Close the show with a special show closing song. We don't have that recorded yet like we need to. So you have to call in live tonight at 848-4425.
From the depths.
So we can close the show with your special.
The show rise from the heart. And gather
remember that
the
song,
eye.
Caller?
When
the action caller, you?
Right. On
just,
happy
I just,
autumn.
I put the little caller file back in here.
And thinking
there
of
is.
Days that are no more. Fresh as the sun.
5 minutes, the show will be over.
Glittering on a sail that brings our friends up from the underworld.
I was given this number, and I was told that I needed prayer
sad
and salvation for me to
last.
You could get prayer and salvation.
You got the right place.
Which yeah, I need some
sucks
prayer.
Sucks them all back down.
Do you want us to give you a prayer now?
So sad. So fresh.
I need Bob to save me.
Okay, well, Bob... Bob does that by saving, having you save yourself.
This guy, and he just really depressed me.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I just need prayer and salvation. And I just
you need him,
to say?
Well, that should have taught him.
Okay, here it goes. You ready?
Yes.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
She?
Amen.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Now I'd like to point out that although it's wrong, technically and ethically, for me to plug this event, I, as a Subgenius officer, will be performing short-duration personal marriages at Chicken John's Ridiculous Lost Vegas Celebration this Saturday night at Ace International Speedway and Junkyard.
Every Sunday.
McKinnon Avenue, behind Burger King on Bayshore. So come on down.
There'll be
dancing girls, rat races.
What time will that be?
And robot reactions. Well, that'll start around 10 p.m. and go on into the ungodly hours of the night. And I'll be there.
Mongoloid and Manga Lounge will be playing. Ariella Morgan Stern will be undulating, and the entire thing will be supported by the Chicken John Organization. Come one, come all. No one turned away.
Bob will be there.
There's his chopper now.
And here he comes now. There. Helicopter is circling,
just
getting ready to set
that
down
on the
landing
pad. That's how it works on the show.
You see the guard
Whatever
of honor
becomes
drawn up.
So we are going to have a Subgenius Film Fest.
And we are going to do profiles video presentations to the X-Day staff. We can send, and they can be playing on John.
That's
going to
be the July the 4th weekend.
Philo's police escort,
and of course Mrs. Dobbs.
I mean, zooming up the trail.
That'll be like Saturday, Sunday of the probably. That's going to be the I think the 4th is on the Tuesday. So
the third, the top of the ramp, waving at the crowd, smoking his pipe.
And we'll go down there, up there to Mount Diablo. It'll all be posted, and I'll give a link out in the next few weeks.
This is an awesome
letting you know all the details.
I hardly know what
to
say as he crosses the quadrant.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
The crowd.
Thank you.
This is the end. This is the end.
All things must end.
And this is the end.
All must end.
This is the end.
And all evil must end.
And this is the end.
And that was
the end. Make a little upbeat there. This is the end, but bring it up a little bit.
That was the mass escape from the Oakland Zoo.
This is the end.
Yesterday is today's day. And tomorrow's yesterday is the day before tomorrow.
Hey, we're going to get out of here. The escort's here. Come on, everybody.
Day after yesterday. And together.